Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf 33, Lamed Gimel, and we are on the last daf here in Maseches Sukkah, and we are after the last Mishnah, and we're speaking about Bilga. Bilga came up in the last daf, and we spoke about came to that discussion because we were spoken about all the Mishmaros and what the Mishmaros usually did, and what happens when on a Yontif when there was the Mishmar Hakavua for that week, and then there was the Mishmaros that came and split up all of the dvarim that are ba machmas hayantif. What if there's one day in between? We spoke about most of it going to the mishmar hakavua, the 10, the lachem apanim, the 10 and the 2, all split up. So I mentioned, just to mention again, this is going to come up again, I mentioned that the nichnasin are chokin betzafon. We give kavod to the ones that are coming in to do the mitzvah. There are those that are coming in. So I mentioned that the Rav Bar Tanura has an important comment about this in Bikurim. So if you look in the third parak of Bikurim, the Mishnayos described the parade that took place when Bnei Yisrael used to come to bring Bikurim, and how everybody used to stop. And the Mishnah describes Ketzan Malanas at Bikurim. How are you Malah? Paragimal Mishnah Beis in Bikurim. We did this way back in Yerushalmi in Bikurim. Kali Yerushalmi Mamad, Miskansels Le'irshal Mamad. All the people of the Mamad would gather, and they would, before they go, they used to go in big groups, right? Because of Barovam Hadras Melech. V'lanin Barachov HaShalir, they used to sleep there. V'lanin Achras and Labatim. They didn't want to sleep in the houses. And then in the morning they woke up. The whole parade, when they came to Yerushalayim, they sent messengers that they were on their way. Right, the Bali Umnius, who were so makpid on, remember from Maseches Brachos, you're a Bali Umnius, you can't even say the fourth bracha of benching. And the other ones, maybe you have to shorten because you don't want to take any time. But they all stopped. Omdim lefneihem v'shalim b'shlomam. Achenu achi makom ploni basem l'shalom. Basem l'shalom. So on that, the Bar Tanura says, Omdim b'fneihem. Af al gavdan in bali umnis chayavim lamo. Mipnei tamid echachamim b'shah sha'oskim m'malachtan. Kadesh leiz bali m'malachtam. They don't even have to stand up for tamid echachamim walking by. They're in the middle of their balacha. Osek b'mitzvah. Patim in a mitzvah. They're doing work. They're not allowed to stop, to stand up. Because they're on their way doing a special mitzvah. You stand up when somebody's passing by going to do a special mitzvah. When Rachman al-Islam, somebody goes to a levaya, all of a sudden when they bring the mace in, everybody stands up. You're not standing up for the mace. The mace doesn't need you to stand up right now. Right? You're standing up for the people bringing in the mace. Because you're standing up for the Chevra Kadisha. Because they're the ones that are doing the mitzvah. Wow, and you go to a bris, why are you standing up when the baby comes in? Everybody stands up. Why are you not standing up for the baby? You said the baby did nothing yet. The baby is you're standing up for the kvaters. You're standing up for the people giving. So that's what he says. This Rav says it's the people bringing the bikurim, people bringing the mace, and people bringing the bris. And I mentioned in the last year also that that's where the minhag comes from of standing up for Vayivarach David. Because during Vayivarach David, the minhag is for many to give staka at that time by Va'osher HaKabal Fadecha. So where the minhag came to stand up for those who are going to give the staka. So again, another idea about standing up for the Osei HaMitzvah. So that was why we give kavod. That's part of that is why the ones that are nichnas on a regular week, the ones that are nichnas get six and six or 5 and 5, right? That was the machlokas that we had to the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and where it's done, whether it's done in the north, as we saw. The last point we made was also giving out the matzahs and the chametz, right? The day of Shavuos we give out the 2 days when you give out the chametz first, meaning the shtei halachem, or you give out the matzah first, you first give out the lechem apanim. Which one? We say, well, it depends if it's tadir or if it's chaviv. The more common one is the lechem apanim, and the more tadir one, the more chaviv one, which is rare, right? That's the shtei halechem. But giving it out and eating it is a mitzvah saseh, right? The Rambam says, the mitzvah saseh to eat karbanos. The Rambam talks about this in the 10th parak, parak yud, afil chazmaisa karbanos, right? It's nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch did not talking about Hilchos Karbanos, but the Rambam in Maaser Karbanos discusses Achilas Achadas V'Ha'asha Mitzvos Asay. Eating karbanos that bring a kapara, chatas and asham or mitzvahs asay shenemar, achlu osam asher kupar bohem. The kohanim will eat asher kupar, kohanim ochlim ubailim iskaprim. The kohanim and the bailim got kapara, vahu adin l'shar hakadshim, sheochlan akohanim shachilas a mitzvah. And also other karbanos. Right, this was one of the examples that we have given that there is a two tiers within a mitzvah daraisa. This is the example that, that comes up today. Eating kachim. Eating kachim is a mitzvah asay. Highest level tier, eating karbanos that give kapara. Karbanos that are baal chet. Chatas and asham. And then the Rambam says, and also shar kachim also are a mitzvah. Shlamim and, others that might come up. And then the Rambam says, v'chein achila shiarim ha-menachas mitzvah sasei. The eating of the shiraim of a karbon mincha is a mitzvah sasei. Shnei revan oseres mi ani achula aron v'nav. And pashim shat, that includes the eating of the lechem aponim. There's no separate mitzvah according to the Rambam of the eating of lechem aponim, right? This is part of that's a shiari mincha. Once I am maktir the bazichin, so then I can eat the lechem aponim. V'yein chad v'ashav shiari mincha nechal el zichri kuna bazara. Only to the male kohanim in the azara because they are kachi kachim. V'im nechlu behechal nechlu. It comes up in elsewhere. What if they ate it in the hechal? So that's more kadosh. So it sounds like a b'di'evet lashon. But it works. Shnemar lakomen chasam lachol chazon chal shemam b'kodesh hakadoshim tochlenu kol zachor yochal asam. B'cholu, and he continues. And then you have the chazay and the shok of the shlamim, which is kashikal, and the kohanim eat that based on the pasuk later on. Lacha nisatim levanecha levosecha, but eating kachim. So that's what here when we're giving out the karbanos is a mitzvah of eating the kachim. We've discussed that it could be that the mitzvah is to have the kachim eaten, not for me to eat the kachim, right? Because might be a chovas ha chefsa, making sure that it's not lido, and nafgamina might be ketanim, nafgamina might be if I get less than a kizayis, right? That's what we've discussed, chatzishir, that is in terms of the kachim. Okay, so we're up to Amar Rebbe Levi. Amar Rebbe Levi. Kala mishmaris ha yinusudas badarum. On Yantif, when says the Karbada Eda, kala mishmaros, when they were all getting apportioned, right? We said at the beginning of the Mishnah that on Chag, on Yantif, all the Lechem Apanim, unusually, Lechem Apanim was split up equally. So you would have thought Lechem Apanim, that has to do with the week, not the Chag. We mentioned that's an exception to the rule. All the Chag Karbanos were Dafka split up equally. All the everyday Karbanos, the Karban Tamid and the Nedarim and Nedavim and the Bar Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, all those were given to the Mishra Kavua. But we said the Lechem Aponim was on the list of those that were split up equally, which was an exception to the rule. We wanted everybody to get a piece. So where were those split up? Where did everybody stand? We know normally the Mishmar HaNechnas went in the north and Mishmar HaYotze went in the south. What about when you have 24 Mishmaros? Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Mishmaros HaYinusudas Badarum. All in the south. All in the south, they were split up with the Mishmar Hayotze. With the Mishmar Hayotze. Amr Reb Yosi Masis Amr Kain. The Mishnah sounds this way. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Chal Yom Echa Lahavzik Meintayim. If you have one day in between, remember if you had the falls out on Friday or on Sunday, then you split it up in a different way. And the Mefarshim wonder, what does this have to do with anything? Where does this line prove? How does this line prove our question of where they split it up? So the Chaykadevsky says, no, there has to be a V'chulu. The chulu at the end of this line. Meaning it's in the next line of the Mishnah. Next line of the Mishnah, where the next line of the Mishnah talks about the Mishmar HaNichnas and Mishmar HaYotze. These Mishmaros, who aren't supposed to be there now, so to speak, it's not their week, they're not better than the Mishmar HaYotze that was supposed to be there and now is leaving. So that's why it must be we put them all in the Mishmar HaYotze. That is the Gemara. Period. Reb Yehuda. Now we're going to talk about Reb Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said that on a regular week, the Mishmar HaNichnas gets 7, and the Mishmar HaYotze gets 5. Right? 7 and 5, you split it up in that way. Where do you see that? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Titas b'shem, right? Sometimes we've had Titus, and sometimes the Mefarshim change it to Titas. So here it says Titas. B'shem Rabbi Acha, Karaya Messiah Lohentanya. There's a pasuk that supports this Shita, a 5. Why? Because when David HaMelech, you remember, was running away from Shaul, for so many prakim in Sefer Shmuel, so he runs to Nov Ira Kohanim, right before Nov Ira Kohanim was massacred. But he goes to the we think is the Kohen Gadol, Maybe the Chaim Kedeski points out, maybe this Gemara assumes not that, but he goes to Achimelech and says, I'm starving. I have no food. And he asks him for bread. It seems that he asked him for lechem upon him. Even though David HaMelech was not a Kohen, and this kachi kachim, but pikuach nefesh, he has no food. He has no food. So, v'yata, ma yesh tachas yadcha. What do you have in your hand? Chamisha lechem tnabia. Do you have five? You have five breads? Give them to me. Ohanimsa, or whatever you have left. Right, what does that mean? So we're guessing that maybe Achimelech was from the Mishmar Hayotze, and therefore he got five. So David asked him, you have five? You have five, or maybe you ate some of them. So whatever's left, just, you have anything for me. So therefore you see a remes to Rabbi Yehuda. Achimelech ben Mishmar Hayotze haya, and Achimelech was from the Mishmar Hayotze. So you see, that's why he was asking him for five. The Mefarshim wonder, Achimelech was the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol always is allowed to take five. As it's mentioned elsewhere, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Zayin. So there's no raya that the Mishmar HaYotze gets five if he's the Kohen Gadol. So that's why Rav Chaim Kedeski says maybe this Gemara holds that Achimelech was not the Kohen Gadol. That's why the only reason would be to get five would be the Mishmar HaYotze. The Kohen Gadol often could, as we mentioned in Maseches Yuma, could come in and do what he wants whenever he wants, right? We have to give him the proper coven. And obviously he has to be someone who's going to take his position seriously and not be too overbearing. And then, Kohen Gadol is voted in. It's not that, it's an automatic Yerusha. If they vote that he shouldn't be the Kohen Gadol anymore, it's not like a Melech, right? He's voted in. That's what the Oznayim LaTorah, if you remember, it says, why is it that the Karban that every Kohen brings the first day of his Avoda is the same Karban that the Kohen Gadol brings every day? Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chavitin. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. The same exact carbon is brought by every Kohen the first time they ever do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the Minchas Chinuch. Right? What's that message? So the Oznayim LaTorah of Sorotzkin says, so the Kohen Gadol always remembers that if he ever does an Avodah one day, he has to be thankful that it's as if the first day, because he can be fired any day if he's not deserving. And therefore every day he has to have that out. Every day he brings a Minchas Chinuch, which is called the Minchas Chavitin, right? Because he has to recognize that. So, in terms of the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol is able to do, having a lot of rites. The Rambam talks about the Kohen Gadol in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where he talks about the requirements of a Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Gadol Tzarchi HaGadol, Mikol Echav, HaKohanim, Binoy, Bekoach, Perek Dalet. We had in the last year, spoke a lot about the Kohanim themselves, and Perek Hay is about the Kohen Gadol. He goes the lashon that he says he could do whatever he wants. Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas lahechal l'shtachavos shlosa ochzin bo v'yikanis lahechal v'shtachavos v'kivin shishma eskan kol raglev shekohen gadol shuyotzi magbi alas haparoches. They give him a lot of covid. And then he says, v'chol yom sheyirtze lahaktir haktoris maktir. If he ever wants to do the ktoris, v'noto chelik barosh b'kachi ha-mikdash kulan. K'sheyirtze omer zu l'chata shaliv zu asham shali v'eino ovid b'fayis l'kol sheyirtze lahakrev makrev koma sheyirtze. Whatever he wants. And when he wants to be makr of the Ola, and that's just looking if he says specifically by the lechem upon him. I don't know if he says it exactly, but he's allowed to, as he says, he gets five. We continue. Hanachrasim cholka b'tzor v'yotzer b'daro. Amr of Chanani b'reidur of Hilok. They lach lo kavod l'nechnasim. Why do we do it in this way? We want to give kavod to the nechnasim, as we just said before. The nechnasim are coming in to do the mitzvah, so we give them a special kavod to be in the north, because the north side of the Azara, we know, has more kedusha. That's where kachay kachem are shechted. And that's the Meshech Chachma discusses on Vayikra. Safon is from the word safun. Safun, and that's a special place in the Mikdash. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, lo mitamze. No. The reason isn't because the north has more kedusha, and therefore we're being machshiv and giving more kavod to the ones that are coming in. Ella begin to tanina. But because we learned back in Meseches Midos, and we had it elsewhere. Kol Nechnasim Lahara Bayis Nechnasim Derech Yamin. You always go to the right in Yahadus, and you always go to the right when you walk into the base of Migdash. So if you go to the base of Migdash, the door's on the east, Shara Nikinor. So you come in and you always make a right. So the people coming in for the first time are going to be on the north, right? And that's why the people coming in, the Nechnasim, are splitting it up in the north. The people leaving keep going to the right. They keep going around counterclockwise, so they go to the left, which is the south, and therefore it is given out in that way. So, kolon achrasim, baharabayis, nachrasim derech yamin, umakifin v'yotzin derech small. Period. This right and left has nothing to do with being a righty or being a lefty. right? Right, generally, which way you turn, right, is generally, you know, to the right. And that is, as we mentioned, when things like this come up, the comment of Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchos Tefillin, where he categorizes 8 different categories of types of halachas, where he says the on his list the 88 things that have to do with right and left in halacha, if he does it. But if you look in the 6th category, right, he has 8 categories. But category number 6 is, right, he talks about which categories are things that switch based on right and left, which ones don't switch, and which ones are up to machlokas, right? Which ones switch and don't switch, right? So number 6, he has dvarim shehemi shum kol pinosha tapone lo yu el derech yamin, right? Anything that has to do with that halacha about you always go to the right. Hevi amagen avram raya dazlinan basar alma. Amagen avram quotes a raya tafresh and aleph that you go after the world, meaning I know going up to the bima makes a difference if someone's a righty or a lefty. Everybody from goes up to the bima, usually on the right side, and goes out on the left side, or somebody is right next to the bima. But because of a prima gadim hatam yishum shehu barabim in roy l'shanos mikulam. This is a rabim halacha. Ubazet toli akafas lulav b'tzad yamin v'amakav b'sefer Torah kishemagbia. Right, you go to the right when you do hagba, which is always a machlokas. When you go to the right by hagba, does it mean you, the magbia, goes to the right, or does the Torah go to the right, meaning the people on the right could see it first, and then you would be going to the left. So that's the question. But either way, v'kohanim kishemachzirim pineyem, and the kohanim when they, if you're a kohen lefty, right? Does the kohen, he turns around to the right? Does he go a full circle? Right? All of these v'hamakif ba'azara v'ksholo sefer Torah v'alakas deres Chanukah. Right? All of these, he assumes, kol pinosha tapone lo yeh dachimin, and the prima gadim says those categories will go by alma. Go by alma. It wouldn't switch. Based on personal definition, whether he is a righty or a lefty. But there are others, obviously, that switch. Things that have to do with the right of Hashem. The right of Hashem. Obviously, that doesn't switch either, right? In terms of the pshita does lidin basar alma. He says, he says, nefila sapayim, according to many poskim, or rakika betfila. Okay, we don't hopefully do many rakikas these days. Kishaposea gimel psios. Take 3 steps back. Mishtachavel is smaller. Which side do you osa shalom first? Osa shalom. So that's to the right of Hashem, who is opposite you. That's why one goes to the left. Bows to the left first. Tchila shehu yamin da'kadosh baruch hu. Shekshem avarech ala Torah. When you get an aliyah, he says to bend to the left. V'chein tvarim shein api sod. Lahagbir midas ha-chesed shehu b'yamin. Kabbalistic things that we do. So for chesed, and yeah, chesed is Hashem's right. Pshitas lina basar alma. V'tam levishas begadim sheyochs b'yamin. Right, if when you put on clothing, to put the right side on first. Okay, that's another category. But then there are those that are up subject to machlokas, like dvarim hatzluyim b'chashivus. Right, to make something chashiv, like holding a kos shel bracha. Right, which hand do you do that in? Holding dalin minim lulav and esrog machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. Right, if somebody's a lefty, right, do you hold your lulav in the left hand or no? You like kol adam. So that is the different dayas that are mentioned here. But again, this is in Hilchos Tefillin, where he talks about, he quotes every single halacha and minhag in Chazal relating to right and left. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bilga la'olam choleches bidarom. Bilga was an individual, but her family, the Mishra called Bilga, always splits up in the south. La'olam choleches bidarom. Bipnei Miriam bas Bilga, shenish tamda, because Miriam bas Bilga, that went off the derech, she became a mishumedes, and she publicly embarrassed and was mevazeh, the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. V'holcha v'nisseis l'sar diot echad, Michel Malchus Beis Yavon. She married this non-Jew. She went up and she knocked and she kicked the roof of the Mizbeach. Amrlo, and she said, Lucas, Atoach Rafta Nechsen Shel Yisrael. Lucas, which is a lashon of a wolf. Right, the Mizbeach is called a wolf because in the Torah tells us, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf. And that's a positive that it consumes the karbanos. Binyamin Zev Yitrov, the home is Be'echad B'in Binyamin, but she used it in the negative. Lucas, Atach Raftach Mechzesh Yisrael, you're destroying the property and the assets of Yisrael. They spend so much money on karbanos. And you do not stand up to them when they needed it. Right, really, karbanos aren't so much money, right? We don't have to bring exotic animals. They're the most common animals that we have. And some of the karbanos go by a sliding scale based on your needs. And obviously, it brings us kapara. We didn't stand to the mizbeach b'shas dochan, right? Not the opposite is true. And the Bavli discusses how, you know, why do we punish the whole mishmar and the whole family if it was just her? So it must be that the family was involved. That's where the Gemara ends off. Ayla Rasha, Ayla Shcheinu, Tov Letzadik, Tov Lashcheinu in the Bavli. But it must be that the family was involved. It wasn't just one individual. V'yesh Omerim, and others say a different reason. Al Yedeshi, Giyaz Man Alalos, Lo Alos. Or maybe it was a mishmar thing. Maybe the whole mishmar came late. It was time. Remember, you have about 2 years, maybe not a little bit more. There's 52 weeks because we learned that during the week of the Moadim, there's still a regular mishmar hakavua. So about every 2 weeks of the year, it was time for you to get up. So you would think you would make it your business to be there on time and to you don't even miss any of the avodas. And here the time came below alas and she didn't go up. The Karban Eida says here the yihyeh. The nira she'ein ha'avoda chaviva aleihem. It was nira that the avoda wasn't chaviv. It wasn't chaviv to, so they didn't want to do it. It was, oh God, the karbanos, you know, we so into it. And therefore, it was basically taken away. The mishmar that was leaving just turned around and stayed. V'nichnas yeshev av v'shimesh tachteha b'kehuna. They got that next word. Yeshev av stayed. The yeshev av was the one that was beforehand and stayed to do the next one because Bilga was late. Lafikach, therefore, Bilga la'olam b'yotzei v'yeshav yeshav b'nechna. So forevermore, because they became late, so Bilga always, when they split up the lechem apanim, she'd go in the south. Even when she was coming in and Yesheva was coming out, they split it in that way. Stop for a minute. So again, they looked at the avoda as a pain. Look at the avoda as I'm gonna have to get up early and the whole day, it's gonna be so hard. So it relates to something that we've mentioned in Parsha Shir, and that is a lot of avoda in life and work in life has to do with attitude. Has to do with attitude, right? If there's hard work to do, if I have an attitude of I'm psyched to do it and I'm into it and I'm eager, then the avoda, hard work becomes easy work. But if I have the other attitude of, you know, it's such a pain and it's difficult, and then you can have easy work and it becomes hard work. Right, that's the Menachem Tzion, the Rav Zaks, right, the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach, Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks. Right, he was in Rav in Chicago, but the son-in-law. So he says this on the pasuk of Shomel Moshe Mikotzer Ruach Miavodah Kasha. They didn't listen to Moshe because of Kotzer Ruach and Avodah Kasha. He says, shouldn't it be flipped? It should be Avodah Kasha, and that causes the Kotzer Ruach. He says, no. Because they had kotzer ruach and they couldn't handle it anymore, that's why that was their attitude. That's why it was avodah kasha. It was avodah kasha, but really this made into avodah kasha. Ki avodah she'ada motzei baratzu l'tshuka, avodah that a person finds desire and fulfillment inyan v'toeles eino goreres kotzer ruach. Adrabe hu motzei bakaras ruach. Afilum avodah atzmi hi kasha biyoser hi nechsheves beina ki avodah kala. Because he knew he was getting Yaakov. Baram, if the avoda is without any tachlis, that it's pisum and ramses, so then anything will be looked at as avoda kasha. And as he says, bekitzer, koras ruach ose avoda kasha lekala, v'ilukotzer ruach ose avoda kala lekasha. Safen bazel limud ledoros b'avodas Hashem. And that's what we have to recognize in our avodas Hashem, to have that proper attitude of the zchus of being an Eved Hashem and not the Shvarts Zayin Yid, and that we discusses afterwards, right? The mashal given based on the pasuk in Yeshayo of carrying the correct suitcase. Right? If you see somebody schlepping the suitcase, and then it's not my suitcase. Of course, that mashal that we have mentioned in the past. My suitcase is light. My suitcase weighs like a feather. Okay, we continue. So what do? She came late, so that's why we let her let them go into the yotze even when they're nichnas. So the Gemara says v'yakros abim koma. So why don't you just skip her mishmar, right? You have to still do her mishmar. Put her or right the Karban Eda says put her in the last. Make her the 24th mishmar. Right, she's like in the middle. So make her the 24th mishmar. So no, less yachol. You can't switch the order. It's hard to Hashem to break up the shalshelas ayichus. Right, all these families are in order for centuries. So it's hard. This goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of the mishmaros, and then Ezra, and then Shmuel, David and Shmuel. So we can't break it up. So v'yaso son esu mishalosh. Okay, so stay in the order, but make her combine with one of the other mishmaros. So it's like 23. So she doesn't have her own. Right? Said the Karban Eda. Via Mishmar Big Bilga Nichlal by Mishmar Shalafanolo Shalachareho. So then the Yichus is not nekar, it's not out of order, but she just doesn't have the significance of having her own time. Les Yachal, you can't do that either. Dechsif, Hema Yisa, David Vishmuel, Haroa Be Emunasam. Right? No, David and Shmuel were Koveya this. And therefore, even if somebody messed up, you can't undo what was done. This is their permanent positions. Good. Be'emunasam. Umnes gedola haisa sham. There was a special system set up. She'ein mishmar notel v'shona b'steyachuza ad she'ito chaveira. We know if somebody is makdish their ancestral land, they're makdish the steyachuza, and they don't redeem it before Yovel, then it goes to the Kohanim. Different pieces of land. So that also had an order. The mishmar that was there at the beginning of Yovel, they took it, and then one by one, if there was another piece, then another one got it, one by one. The Rambam seems to say it goes by Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, Rashi says it goes by Yom Kippur of Yovel, either way, one of the days at the beginning of Yovel, it determines, so it also went in order. Amar Rebbe Yevo, Chishavtim, Shei Mishmar Nota, L'Shoneh, B'Sad Achuz, Ashid Chavero. Figure it out, do the calculations, that nobody's going to get double until everyone got at least one. There are other ways to understand this word, Chishavtim, this is a long Pnei Moshe, but we will leave it. V'Tabasa Kavua. Her tabas, the Mishnah said that Bilga's ring that they used to put, right, every Mishmar had a ring where they put their animals in to hold down the neck to be able to do Shechita on the north side of the Mizbeach. Hers was closed up. Tabasa kavua. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Tabos asulan rechavos b'lamalan v'sos b'lamalan. All the tabos were wide on one side and open on the other side and they were movable. You swing them around to get the animal's head in and then you swing them back down to tighten. But hers was permanently stuck and therefore she couldn't use her own. She had to use, someone else's. Shechita, the shechita of karbanos, obviously is a big topic. Shechita, just to mention the, one day of Tosfos, We've discussed the sugya of shechita lav avodahi, Gemara says, beginning of Zvachim. Why is shechita considered lav avodahi? It is one of the avodas, right? It's one of the dalat avodas, shechita kabbalah halachas rika. But the Gemara also has a line of shechita lav avodahi. In some way, it's a different type of category of avoda. So why is this? A Tosfos sometimes says, well, you know how you know shechita lav avodah? Because ksheira bizar, because a zar could do it. But another daya, it's around Tezvav, Tezayin in Zvachim when this comes up. So another day is that, you know, Shechita Lav Avoda, because it's also in Chulin. We do Shechita of Chulin animals. There's no such thing as Kabbalah Holacha Zrika of Chulin animals. So for the fact that the Shechita also exists in Chulin animals, that also reflects maybe Shechita Lav Avoda. So those two are important to talk about, because there are differences between Shechitas Kachem and Shechitas Chulin. I mean, birds is the biggest difference, right? By birds, you do shechita of a bird and you do malika, which is the opposite on the back of the neck with a fingernail, right? So that's of kachim. So there, it's a different act, right? You want to say by shechitas kachim, it's the same act. By animals, by birds, that really reflects a difference, right? Whether that's called a shechita by malika's ofos or that's called nevela that you're allowed to eat, different days. But again, shechita is a big topic also. In terms of mitzvah versus matir, how much is it a mitzvah to do? The Rambam's Lashon, both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to shecht and then eat. Like why the Rambam has to add that in, v'yachar kach yochal, as if to emphasize the matir element. And there's no reason to be shechting unless you're planning to eat. Okay, period. The chalon estuma. Her window was closed up. What window? Shlohemido osal sakineyam, because there was a place in the Beis Chalifos. It's that's in the extensions of where the ulam is in front of the heichal. There were places there for all the Kohanim's families to keep their knives. And Bilga's was closed up. Bilgus was closed up. It's difficult. The Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnah says these were windows for the big day kahuna. The Mefarshim wonder, where does Rambam get that from? It says here, Beferish, knives. So it's unclear where it comes from. Kahitz, Dani and Tamaran, who are Nikra base Khalifos, Shashama Yogonz and Asasakinim. Right, that's where they kept the knives. And again, Bilga didn't have her own place, and therefore that was embarrassing. Again, it seems unusual that for one time, you know, forevermore, this is going to be held, but the Gemara assumes that this was the Bavli assumed that it was a whole family thing, or the other day here, that everybody came late, and therefore it had to be a communal lesson that had to be learned. The knives themselves, remember the Machlokas in the first Tosfos in Ezel Makoman, whether knives have the status of a Kli Sharis or not. Different dayas in the Gemara there, where the knives have the status of a Kli Sharis, but here, the knives, you didn't bring your own knives from home. Right, knives or special clay sharis in the mikdash, and even if you were a czar, you had to use that special knife in order to do the shechita. Okay, off the top here, Hagel Ber Chalio, Be'ed Hashem, next time we pick up with Maseches Beitzah. Okay, what's that?